This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Intense Israeli airstrikes hit the south of the Gaza Strip on Monday, killing and wounding dozens of Palestinians, including in areas where Israel had told people to seek shelter, residents and journalists on the ground said. Israeli troops and tanks also pressed their ground campaign against U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants in the south of the enclave after having largely gained control of the now devastated north. Nigerian authorities said Monday a military airstrike targeting terrorists killed civilians there. Amnesty International's Nigeria office says 120 people were killed in the attack. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Officials of the Kaduna State Ministry of Internal Security and Home Affairs confirmed the incident after an emergency security meeting on Monday. Authorities said the military jet was on a routine counterterrorism operation when it inadvertently bombed the Tudun village in the state and killed dozens of residents Sunday. The victims had gathered to mark the Maulid celebration, the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, that night when the incident occurred. The state government said Monday that search and rescue operations were still underway. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Britain sought to cut the number of migrants arriving in Britain through legal routes on Monday, raising the minimum salary they must earn in a job by a third after record net migration in 2022 piled pressure on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to act.
Migration to this country is far too high and needs to come down. And today we are taking more robust action than any other government before in order to bring this down.
Interior Minister James Cleverly. This is VOA News. A former U.S. ambassador to Bolivia has been arrested and charged with spying for Cuba over a 40-year span, the Justice Department announced Monday, detailing a shock betrayal by a suspect who called the United States the enemy. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland laid out the allegations against Victor Manuel Roca, a one-time member of the White House's National Security Council, now accused of using his positions within government to support Cuba's, quote, clandestine intelligence-gathering mission against the United States. Another dust-up over the waters near China, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma said China claims a U.S. ship has intruded into its territory.
The Chinese military says an American naval ship has illegally intruded into waters near the Second Thomas Shoal, the site of a hot territorial dispute between China and the Philippines in the South China Sea. A Chinese naval force was mobilized to track the USS Gabrielle Giffords during the operation, according to a government statement. China says the U.S. is meddling in waters far from its shores and renews accusations that America's raising regional tensions. The U.S. Navy says the ship was conducting routine operations in international waters consistent with international law. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Delegates meeting at UN Climate Change Conference, or COP28, say infectious diseases spread further in a warming world, while heat stress, floods, and air pollution pose dangers to human health. Henry Ridgewell reports.
COP28 host, the United Arab Emirates, along with several charities, pledged $777 million Sunday to help fight neglected tropical diseases that could be worsened by climate change. More than 120 countries at COP28 signed a declaration acknowledging responsibility to safeguard human health in a warming world. But critics say it made no mention of cutting fossil fuels, the main source of greenhouse gas emissions that are driving climate change. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Food assistance across Syria will end in January due to a funding crunch that has already curtailed its aid program in the war-devastated country, the World Food Program said on Monday. The organization said a record level of humanitarian needs globally meant its donors are unable to provide the same level of support. The UN food body says over 12 million Syrians were in the grip of hunger in a country that had already significantly cut aid in recent years. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.